This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today we want to speak about the best house you can build on earth, and that is to build a masjid, to build a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so from among the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the ways to secure a house for yourself in the paradise is to build a house for Allah, to build a masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in an authentic hadith, "Man bana lillahi masjida, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." Man bana lillah, whoever, whether male or female, whether young or old, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, sincerely for Allah's sake, he builds this masjid here on earth. What's the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in the paradise. Allahu Akbar, look at the difference. You build for Allah a house on earth, a masjid, and Allah azza wa jal, in replacement, in reward, he will give you a house, an everlasting house in the paradise. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful transaction it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith, we can observe karamullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We observe the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith. So congratulations to the one who saves up his money on a weekly basis or monthly basis or yearly basis or whatever it is. He saves this money in the intention of building for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a masjid, a house for Allah on earth. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and the one who builds a masjid doesn't only get a house in the paradise. In addition to this, listen to how beautiful this is. Every single salat that takes place in this masjid, every ruku', every sujood, every letter of the Quran that's recited in this masjid, every dhikr, every dua, every lesson, every khutbah, any form of worship, every donation, any form of worship that takes place within this masjid, then the one who built it or contributed towards building it will also earn a share of the reward of all those people that worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal in this masjid. Allahu Akbar. You know what this means? This means, yani, throughout your entire life, you're earning hasanat so long as people are benefiting and worship Allah in this masjid. And at the same time, when you pass away, the hasanat haven't stopped. It's like a river of hasanat continues to flood in your grave, and you're earning all these hasanat so long as people are worshipping Allah in this masjid that you built or contributed towards. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in an authentic hadith, "Man bana lillahi masjidan walau kamifhasi qatat, بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة." الله أكبر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if a person was to build for Allah, for Allah's sake, this لله is implying sincerity, that the masjid must be built sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any kind of recognition or for some kind of worldly position or for some kind of reward from someone. Lillah, it must be sincerely built for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. That's the intention. وَلَوْ كَمِفْحَصِ قَطَاطِ, even if the size of this masjid was the nest of a bird. مِفْحَصْ قَطَاطِ, a qatat is a type of bird. It's like a pigeon. It lives in the desert. And when it builds its nest, obviously this bird's nest is called mifhas. That's what it's called. And it's called as such because the word mifhas comes from the word fahasa. And fahasa means to scratch the earth. So this type of bird that lives in the desert, when it wants to lay its eggs, it digs a small hole in the earth and it lays its egg. That's mifhas qatat. That's the nest of that bird. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who says, whoever builds a masjid sincerely for Allah, even if it was the size of a bird's nest, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for him a house in the paradise. And this, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the size, this is an emphasis. He's emphasizing the small size, meaning it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how small this masjid is. It doesn't matter how small your contribution tonight is for this masjid. It doesn't matter how small the contribution is. Even if it was as small as a bird's nest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for such a person a house in the paradise. Ulama, the scholars, rahimahumullah, they said that if a number of people, let's say 10 people, let's say 100 people, they built a house for Allah, they built a masjid, and each one of them was to contribute the size of a bird's nest. What's that? Yani even if everyone was to contribute 5 centimeters squared, maybe 10 centimeters squared, Allah Azza wa Jal will be built for each one of these 100 people a house in the paradise. Subhanallah, karamullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is implying the generosity of Allah. You can observe it in this hadith. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in this life, people become extremely exhausted in order to build a house for themselves here on earth, a house for them to reside in. And by the time they work and they save up their money and they start building their house, it could be 10, 20, 30 years. And at the end, you might live in it or you might not end up living in it at all. You might end up living in your house for a few months or a few years. And all this while in between depression and sadness and worry and debts and so on. And at the end, he finally meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this exhausting work and all of this effort for a house in this worldly life that won't even belong to you anymore the day you die. Subhanallah, when you reflect over that, you understand how much more important is it for a believer to have efforts to build for him a house in the paradise. And in order to attain that house in the paradise, one must exhaust his effort into building a house for Allah Azza wa Jal on this earth. Or at least contributing to a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, within this ayah, he states a fact. But this fact, it implies a command. Right, العلماء رحمهم الله would say في ضمن هذا الخبر أمر الله عز وجل المؤمنين بعمارة المساجد. So although this is a fact, but within it is a command. Allah عز وجل is commanding the believers to build masajid and to maintain the masajid. And he says that the only ones who do that are those who believe in Allah and the last day and establish a salat and give a zakat. ولم يخش إلا الله. And they do not fear anyone but Allah Azza wa Jalla. In other words, building a masjid, maintaining a masjid is a proof of iman, is a sign that a person genuinely believes in Allah and in the last day. And he correctly establishes his salat and gives his zakat. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It's a testimony and a proof of genuine iman and faith in the heart of a person. وَأَبُو حَيَّان رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, one of the mufassirun, when he interpreted this ayah, he said, وَيَتَنَاوَلُ عِمَارَتُهَا رَمُّ مَا تَهَدَّمَ مِنْهَا. He says, and part of building a masjid includes maintaining and renovating what has been destroyed from it. Such as in the case of this blessed masjid that we are speaking about tonight, subhanallah. And why is it such a big deal to build a masjid and to have this care for a masjid, my brothers and sisters in Islam? Because building al-masajid was the job of prophets. Al-Kaaba was built by Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. This is the job of prophets. Baytul Maqdis. Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem. It was built by Adam alayhi as-salam. Then by Sulaiman alayhi as-salam. It was renovated in their time. And then again it was renovated in the time of Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhim as-salam. Al-Masajid went into a lot of renovation. And so now we have a destroyed masjid and it needs to be renovated. We contribute in such a thing. This is also a part of building and maintaining a masjid. For prophets and messengers and the righteous from among the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal all contributed in building masajid. Subhanallah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above the list as well contributed in building masajid. Those who know Allah Azza wa Jal are those who build masajid and maintain these masajid. So once again, congratulations to the one who builds masajid, houses of Allah, and to those who contribute towards building a masjid anywhere on the face of this earth. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the sunnah as well is not just to build a masjid, it is also to maintain and look after this masjid, such as in the case of this masjid we're speaking about tonight. It's damaged, and we're speaking about maintaining and renovating this masjid once again. You know, there are people that have given their entire lives to look after the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, cleaning them, maintaining them, repairing them, guarding them, and so on. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith, he said, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أُجُورُ أُمَّتِي حَتَّى الْقَذَّةَ يُخْرِجُهَا الرَّجُلُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine this hadith? This hadith highlights the importance of maintaining and looking after a masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I saw the deeds of my ummah, meaning the many, the countless deeds of Islam, good deeds, they were all displayed and presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that I saw from these deeds, al-qadhata yukhrijuha ar-rajulu min al-masjid, the speck of dust that a person removes from the masjid, the speck of dirt that a person removes from the masjid. Yeah, from all the good deeds he saw. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentions this. Why? To teach his ummah the importance of looking after a masjid, the importance of keeping it clean. Imagine then how outstanding the reward is for a person who doesn't only remove a speck of dirt from the masjid, rather builds an entire masjid or renovates a destroyed masjid. Allahu Akbar. No doubt the reward is great and it's huge. And so these are the people that are known as Ummarul Masajid, the maintainers of the masjid, those who show concern in al-masjid. These are people that Allah praised in the Quran. My brothers and sisters in Islam, look at this case in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was once a black woman who lived at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a black woman. And I'm mentioning a black woman because the narration mentioned it was a black woman. And just so you can understand how Islam treated everyone equally, and that the only difference between the black and the white, their only nobility was because of what they presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to her story. This black woman, she was so concerned in cleaning the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was her job, cleaning the masjid. Any hair strands, any wooden pieces left from a miswak and so on, she would clean those up and she would clean the masjid. That was her mission in life, that to make sure that the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains pure and clean all the time. So one day, and this is a fact and normal for everyone, she passed away one night. And the companions didn't want to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was asleep. So they quickly prepared her janazah, they prayed upon her, and they quickly went and buried her. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next morning, when he found her absent in the masjid, he couldn't see her anymore. He asked about her, where is this black woman that would clean the masjid? She was missing. They said to her, Ya Rasulullah, innaha matat bilayl. She died at night, and we didn't want to disturb you. So we quickly prepared her janazah, we prayed upon her, and we buried her. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, he was angry, condemning what they did. Afala kuntum adhantumuni. He said, why didn't you seek my permission for that which you did? Allahu Akbar. Yani, as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is condemning the way they treated her janazah, because they belittled her case. They said it was just a random woman, clean the masjid, let's just do her. Yani, she is not worthy of us waking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them a lesson. He said, how dare you do such a thing? Why didn't you seek my permission? You see, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, it implies the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for this woman that would clean the masjid. This is implying the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for those who build al-masjid, for those who maintain al-masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, Dulluni ala qabriha. Dulluni ala qabriha. Go and direct me to her grave. Take me right away to her grave now. So they took him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her grave.
فَصَلَّى عَلَيْهَا and he stood upon her grave and he offered صَلَاةَ الْجَنَازَةَ upon her grave. Allahu Akbar. Look how special this woman was. That النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم went to her grave and offered صَلَاةَ الْجَنَازَةَ alone by himself. After they had already prayed upon her. Why? Why? What made her special? The fact that she was a maintainer of al-masajid. Imagine how much more special is a person when he builds a masjid, when he renovates a masjid for Allah's sake, and then he maintains this masjid by keeping it clean and tidy and pure for those to come for many years to pray in it. So he prayed upon her and he made a dua and he said, "Inna hadhihi al-qubur mamlu'atan zulmatan 'ala ahliha wa inna Allah yunawwiruha bi salati 'alayhim." He said to the companions that these graves are full of darkness. They are gloomy upon those who reside in them. That's the reality of the grave. It is dark. It's gloomy. It's a tight place. Then he said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates this grave. He brightens this grave with my salat, with my dua for these people that are within it. In other words, light in the grave existed. Light in the grave. This woman's grave was brightened because of her relationship with the masjid, because of her concern to clean al-masjid. Subhanallah, the one who looks after al-masjid, this is a reason for his grave to be illuminated, for his grave to be brightened, for the special love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for such people. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the masjid is a holy, honored place. It is not permissible to buy and sell in the masjid. If we see a transaction taking place in the masjid, we should say to those people, لا أربح الله تجارتك. May you not profit from your business transaction. We make dua against them. Why? Just so we can preserve the holiness and the respect of these places. It is not allowed to announce lost property in the masjid. Why? Because these places are holy. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن إنشاد الضالة. If you've lost something, don't come and announce it in the masjid. Brothers and sisters, I've lost something. Has someone seen my lost property? لا المسجد لم تبنى لهذا. A masajid weren't built for this purpose. They were built for ذكرullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only for ذكرullah 24 hours of the day. Only ذكرullah should be mentioned in these masajid. Can you see how much importance and care Al-Islam teaches us about the masjid? This is why its reward is great. Because of how holy these places are. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ That the masjid belongs to Allah. Do you know what you're doing when you build a masjid? You're building something that belongs to Allah. What an honor. Allahu Akbar. You're building something that belongs to Allah. Like when Ibrahim alayhi salam built a Kaaba, Allah Azza wa Jal praised it in the Quran and he made a point of it. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ يعني such people deserve to be mentioned in the Quran. Such people are praised by Allah. It's not an easy thing. You're building a holy, sacred place on earth. This earth that is filled with corruption. This earth that is filled with injustice. And oppression, and you're coming to build a house for Allah, a place of justice, a place of worship, a place that is beloved to Allah, a place that is sacred and holy. And when we enter this masjid, we face al-qibla. We face al-qibla. That's part of honoring the masjid that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us that we face the qibla. Why? You see, al-qibla, Mecca, is known as Ummul Qura, the mother of nations. It is the mother of the masajid. Why? Because all the masjids that are around the world are like children, are like its children, are like the children of Mecca, of Al-Kaaba. So if we cannot get to Al-Kaaba, which is the most holy place on earth, we enter any masjid and we face towards Al-Kaaba. There's a direct relationship and an attachment between every masjid and Al-Kaaba, Baytullah al-Haram. This is what you're building when you contribute towards a masjid. When you build a masjid, this is what you're building. You're essentially tying this place to Baytullah al-Haram. Allahu Akbar. These masajid are holy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, Ya Bani Adama, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Do you understand that? Allah Azza wa Jal made a specific dress code just to enter al-masjid. Take the best of your clothes. Adorn yourself. Beautify yourself with the best of clothing when you go to al-masjid and you pray. Because these places are not just like your house or your friend's house or a restaurant or wherever you go on earth. These are treated differently. They have their special kind of clothing. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us that if you were to eat garlic or onion or anything that has an unpleasant smell, avoid the masjid. Don't come here. Even your smell, you have to smell beautiful before you step foot in al-masjid. And the one who's building this, can you understand what he's building? He's building a holy place. Then even if you stink, you shouldn't come to al-masjid. Why? So that the holiness of this place is preserved. So that the sacredness of this place is preserved. Imagine then when a masjid is built, how quick should Muslims be in rushing to build and maintain and look after the masjid? We're telling you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you ate garlic, don't come to the masjid. Imagine then when it's destroyed and bricks are all over the place and the masjid is burnt and it's vandalized. Then if a person that smells unpleasant should avoid, then how quick are we supposed to be to renovate a place that now looks dirty and is being burnt and it's unfunctionable? Allahu Akbar, this is a duty and a wajib upon us to rush to build this masjid and preserve it and maintain its honor and dignity and nobility. This is our job to do that. We're the ones that are going to benefit from that. The reward is for us. And we prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our love for his houses, our love for these places. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to build these masajid physically and spiritually. Physically, by contributing with our wealth and our hands and our effort to put these masjids up and build them. And then we need to build them spiritually. And that is by attending them for every salat if you can. And attend the lessons and establish lessons and congregational prayers. Or Jum'ah, or Dhikr, or Dua, or Qur'an. And nothing else involved in the masjid, only that which reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in an authentic hadith that one of the signs of the hour is that people will gather in the masjid and they will speak about their worldly matters. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see them, فَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُمْ, do not sit with them. These people don't deserve to be, they don't deserve your company and you for you to gather with them. Why? Because they are dishonoring the house of Allah Azza wa Jal by bringing into it that which it wasn't built for. Allahu Akbar. Attending the masjid regularly, building al-masajid, is a sign of Allah Azza wa Jal's love for you. It's a sign of Allah's love. And you know, I give you this example. If I continuously invited you to my house, if I invited you 5 times a day to my house, to my personal house, what does that say about me? It says about how much I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't have invited you. فَوَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. The more you attend the masjid, the more this is a sign of Allah Azza wa Jal's love for you, that Allah has allowed you to come one time after another to his masjid, invites you one time after another. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is, yani I'm finalizing my speech, he teaches us that even the angels have love and a special spot for those who maintain al-masajid and build them. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن للمساجد أوتادا إن للمساجد أوتادا الملائكة جلساؤهم إن غابوا يتفقدونهم وإن مرضوا عادوهم وإن كانوا في حاجة أعانوهم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that the masajid, they have certain pillars. They have pillars. What does that mean? It means that the masajid have consistent attendees, people that regularly come. The angels regularly sit with these people. And when these people are absent, the angels inquire about them. And when these people are sick, the angels visit them. And when these people are in need, the angels assist them and they help them. This is the love the angels have for the one who's a regular attendee for the masjid. Imagine then how much love would the angels have for a person who is not only a regular attendee, but is a person who built a masjid, contributed to renovating a masjid. Allahu Akbar. Finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, let's understand this wealth of ours. What are we supposed to do with it? When you donate your money, you're not just donating money. You're donating your time and effort, because behind this money is many hours and a lot of effort behind it in order for you to have gained it. You're donating time and effort and money. Think of that. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in an authentic hadith, Inna anzalna al-mal li-iqami al-salati wa-i'ta'i al-zakat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah to go and tell the people that Allah says that He sent this wealth down. Huwa awjad al-mal. Allah azza wa jal made this wealth accessible and provided this wealth for us. For what reason? What's the purpose of it? لِإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. So that we establish a salat. How can you establish salat? You need to build a masjid with this money. Now you establish a salat. وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And this wealth was given to us by Allah so that we can pay our zakat. Yani, what does that mean? What does that mean? Our deen is based on these two things. These are the main pillars. Establishing a salat and giving a zakat. Of course, considering that a person first accepts the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is the main pillar of Islam. And then the two huge actions in Islam is that we establish a salat and give a zakat. In other words, what do we mean? What does this hadith mean? It means that Allah Azza wa Jal sent down money, provided us with money, so that we establish the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal on earth by building masajid, by using this wealth to any kind of effort that contributes towards the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Allahu Akbar. For we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the honor that we contribute to this masjid. Because if Allah Azza wa Jal gives us this honor, then indeed we are honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy upon us and to allow us and to give us permission that we establish His masajid on earth, both physically and spiritually. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. وجزاكم الله خيرا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.